Writer Ernest Hemingway kept a home in Key West, Florida for 30 years, and after he died in 1961, the building became a museum with Hemingway memorabilia and artifacts and cats. Papa had a six-toed cat, Snowball, and dozens of Snowball's descendants, many of them with a distinctive extra toe, still prowl the grounds of the old house today. The problem is, they have sometimes prowled beyond those grounds, and some neighbors have complained, and now the museum is fighting a ruling from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that the cats must be caged. Linda Mendez is with the Hemingway Home and Museum in Key West. Ms. Mendez, the Department of Agriculture? How about the Library of Congress or the Department of Fish and Wildlife or something?
Well, I am not familiar with their rules either, and the way that this began was in October 2003, we were approached by the USDA, who informed us that we needed an animal welfare license, or under the Animal Welfare Act, we needed a license. We were not previously aware of that.
And so because you're a museum, you're a public institution, and because you have cats there, you need a license to operate with the cats?
Well, apparently their parameters are zoos and circuses and things like that, and we, of course, have basically house pets. So it was a little confusing about why we would even need to go there, but we did try to comply.
How important are these cats to visitors there? I mean, maybe you could just sort of move the cats on to someplace else.
Well, the cats are very important. I mean, people really enjoy coming here and getting a cat fix when they're away from home. And the cats are basically very friendly and are lying around, and they can pet them and take pictures and talk with them. And some people even go so far as to say, we came just to see the cats. We're not that interested in Hemingway. He would roll over in his grave.
How many cats do you have there?
We have about 45.
45. That's a lot of cats.
Yes, but we have an acre of property, lush tropical gardens, and they're, you know, they all have their little territories.
And what about keeping them in the territory? How do you keep them on the grounds? You know, most cats, if they can get out and wander around, don't they go wherever they want?
Well, cats are basically quite territorial and are more comfortable in their own environment. We do have a large wall around the entire property, and cats don't like other cats coming into their territory, and most cats do not want to go out of their territory.
Well, but I guess they've been going out of the territory enough so that some people in the neighborhood at some point have called the U.S. Department of Agriculture to say, look, these cats aren't being properly maintained.
Well, I guess that is the case. We're not quite sure what happened, but at any event, when the USDA approached us, we did try to comply with their wishes.
Well, where do things stand now? They've told you you have to keep the cats in some kind of confined place. Did they mean little cages?
That was part of the issue, yes.
And you are suing them in court to get this order remanded or set aside. And what is your argument?
Well, we have tried to comply with them two times. We did something with our fencing, and we installed a misting system to encourage any cat that wasn't inclined to stay in to stay in. And they still continue to erect barriers and deny us. So eventually we made the decision to let a federal judge decide what is the right thing to do.
Linda Mendez with the Hemingway Home and Museum in Key West, Florida. Ms. Mendez, thank you.
You're welcome.